Hey everybody, welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
This is a podcast about the paranormal and contemporary mythology. Join us on patreon.com/reallifesci-fi for access to two bonus episodes a week, video feeds, and more. Visit reallifesci-fi.show for all the links. All the links are right there.
Linkmaster.
Reallifesci-fi.show.
A tree Linkmaster. Of links.
The missing link. Fucking Zelda stuff, right? Zelda.
Yeah, Link. They yeah, found
you
it.
Get it. Let's welcome aboard the SSRLSF. It's our good friend. She used to be the number one guest. I think she had that record for a little bit, but she hasn't been on in a couple of years, I want to say.
No.
It's Kelsey Abbott. Hi, Kelsey.
Hi, Wade. Hi, Willie.
Hi.
Hi, everyone. How's it going?
What's going on, Kelsey? You've been on the show seven times, something
at least. I think you're up there closer to nine.
All right, let's do the wow scale.
Wow scale.
Are you a Wade or are you a Willie?
The wow scale is a 5-question quiz. At the end of it, you will be given a grade anywhere between 0 and 5. If you're more of a 0, you're more of a Wade. If you're more of a 5, you're more of a Willie. Are you ready to be weighed? Are you ready to be weighed on the wow scale?
I am.
First question, 3-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. Question number 2, ghosts.
No.
Okay. Bigfoot?
No.
Psychics?
No.
What? I know for a fact that you go to psychics all the time.
What are you fucking talking about?
Everyone, don't believe her. She's gaslighting
you.
He
means
you.
Home
she loves
to mommy.
Psychics.
I don't. I had my tarot cards read once or twice or something.
What did it say?
I don't remember. And nothing that like fascinated me or anything.
Do you believe in simulation theory?
That we're all living in a simulation?
Yeah.
Nah.
Oh. Wow.
What? I'm sorry. I wish we were, because you know, our friend Erin Pierce, she's like, I'm able to win at the casino because we live in a simulation. I know that. And I tried that when I was at the casino. I was like, okay, I'm in a simulation. I want to win. And I didn't win.
I mean, I win a lot too, but that's because I know I'm gonna win, not because the simulation.
That's like a positive energy.
You have to feel, I mean, like you're winning.
Half dozen of one, six of the other, man. Like that's what it is, right?
The secret.
Knowing that you're going to win.
Your energy field can interact with these digital things.
But I think that's what she does.
Yeah.
I did a whole episode on it with Plinko or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So you are like a one, like a straight up one.
Straight up one.
Kelsey,
mm-hmm.
It sounds like you're not very into any of the topics that we cover on this show.
That's not true. I'm into them. Like my mom
always
believe
in
me
them, though.
Bigfoot stuff. I don't know. Come on. Can I just say,
yeah,
come on?
I've tried that. It doesn't work. Mm-hmm. All right, Willie, hit us with the topic.
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, the curse of the Pharaoh, or King Tut's curse. There were 9 victims. 7 of them were members of Howard Carter's expedition, and they died shortly after. Science will tell you most of the people around Howard Carter lived to be an old age, but the facts will show you that there are just too many coincidences for it to be something other than a coincidence. Tonight, let's get into King Tut's curse. Let's go over it and see what you think on Real Life Sci-Fi.
Oh, man. Okay. So just to start off, because I have zero spatial time awareness. What year was King Tut? Was Jesus around?
Let's say Jesus was 0.
Yeah.
King Tut would have been probably 1000 BC.
Okay. So Jesus isn't around yet. We just got these slave Egyptians.
I think that's right. It's something like that.
King Tut died. He died in 1324 BC.
Okay, cool.
I know that off the top of my head. Not that
I well, Kelsey reads a lot of history books. do they even know? How do they know that?
You know, I honestly, dude, I really don't think a lot of our years are accurate.
But to even just make a guess, 1300 years before Christ, like what the fuck? So that's like over 3,000 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
They just know it from reading scrolls and hieroglyphics.
I mean, they can like measure like shit on his tomb or something, right? Like,
well, like for a lot of
carbon dating.
Yeah.
Dynasties that they have records of, you know, they knew he existed. They couldn't find his tomb for a long time. Everyone was looking for it. And they have the lineage. They have listed who ruled for, I guess, for how long, you know, but like, These numbers and these dates and these names just aren't as accurate as you want them to be.
Well, you know, I don't want them to be anything. The accuracy, I think we can give them a couple hundred years, right? Like we don't.
Yeah,
need it
is approximate. They say approximate, you know. So
basically, but all of these pharaohs' tombs, they all carry with them a curse. You know, our understanding of Egyptians, it's kind of like the pharaohs said, hey, you need to make sure that I make it to the afterlife so that I can represent all of you and bring all of you in. Basically, if I don't get there, you're not getting there either. So the utmost care and preservation, not only in making the mummy, but, you know, and preserving the body, because the body needed to be preserved for them to survive in the afterlife. And then everything that they took with them, they took with them into the afterlife. So that's why these, you know, rooms were filled with so much gold and treasures and all the things you can think of. Cause it's like, hey, man, I'm taking my shit with me.
Yeah. It's funny. It's like, not like water or something or food. Right.
Gold. Well, you don't know they probably had that shit. It's been 3,000 years, that stuff's gone. They it's ate gone. It and they drank it.
I guess there's like King, hieroglyphics too, huh?
Is King Tut only famous because that 60s rock song or whatever? Why is King Tut famous? He was like
from my terrible memory, he was a good king, but he was a kid. He was like the youngest king of all time. I think he was like 14 or something.
Yeah, they said he like died when he was like 17 or something.
And you know, when he died, he had a huge like blow on his face. Like he definitely like, I think everybody was gunning for his pharaohship, you know. I don't think he died on accident. I think he was murdered.
You can do that? You can just kill the pharaoh and become the pharaoh?
Picture Tonya Harding, right? Like if nobody knew... I know that she didn't hire them, but if number one gets hurt, like she's in. So like just next in line. But if you were responsible for it,
wouldn't that have been like a
13-year-old
then? Did King Tut have a 13-year-old child that it could have gone to?
No.
Not when he was five.
No, but I think next in line was like his uncle or something. Somebody older, you know?
Oh, well,
Lion King.
He was like 9 years old when he was
ruined. Nine, okay.
So it's Lion King. It's just Lion King. Is that what Lion King's based on? King Tut?
Oh, yeah. Well, Lion King was ripped off from this other cartoon that was exactly the same. But that one.
We know.
Oh, I know. That one was based on. It must have been, right?
Isn't Macbeth about that, too? Or one at Hamlet? I don't know. I don't know any Shakespeare, but aren't they all about like evil uncles? Isn't every story about an evil uncle that wants to usurp the power of the child?
Oh, did you know he had a crippling bone disease? Mm.
Dude.
That's exciting.
If you're going to know all these facts, at least drop them in when we're talking about things that would apply.
I don't know when that would ever apply, so I had to throw it in there real quick.
What was his crippling bone disease? How would they know that? How do they know this shit?
When they open up his tomb, you know, they get all the test.
They took x-rays and shit of him.
So what? That doesn't mean, so what? He was 17. It probably didn't affect him at all.
19.
You're right. Those 2 years, he's probably really fucked up by those bones. Well,
and also, like, they, you know, they say like really inbred, like all of them, which was never good, right?
I don't know about never.
Let's see. This the financier. I don't know how to say his name. Lord Carnarvon. Carnarvon.
Carnarvon. George Herbert. Well, they should have seen this guy coming.
Conniving.
He hired archaeologist Howard Carter to go. He was looking for King Tut's tomb. One of their last days, they're about to give up, and there was a little kid with them riding on his donkey. This is 1922.
Okay, this kid and his donkey.
They like fell into a hole in the sand, and then they're like, "Oh shit!"
Oh this god, were they okay?
Yeah, it seemed like a slow hole.
Slow hole. That's what they call the butthole. So you gotta work at it.
Hold on. No more. But yeah, it turns out they found it, you know, and here they are digging out all this shit. There's this funny quote because he's looking through, he's just peeking through the hole of the first room that has all the gold in it. And the guy's like, "Do you see anything?" He's like, "Great things," or something like that. I don't know. But eventually,
God, was he like a mongoloid?
Great things. And it's funny because, like, you know, everyone's like, "Oh, all the other ones got taken by grave robbers." I'm like, "Well, what are you guys?"
Yeah.
I mean, I guess if they don't take it and like cash it in, it doesn't count.
Oh, but they're cashing in all this stuff.
I know. You have
to give it to a museum, right? And then you're an archaeologist. Yeah, right?
But if it's your museum, oh yeah, whatever. I don't know. So in February of 2023, they were with the news as they broke into the sarcophagus of where his mummy was.
The guys in the press—they had press written on their hats and stuff.
Yeah, the press watched it. They watched them break the seal of the chamber.
They're all wearing those pants with the big bulges on the thighs. Why were those a thing?
Thought they were all directors. I know, right? Is that like just because that's how they built pockets?
I don't know. I think it has something to do with horse riding, doesn't it?
Yeah. What are those pants about?
Those big bulge pants.
Yeah. The thighs are bulgy and then they get tight on the calves.
Yeah.
Those are
the
stupid.
Reverse bell. What are they called? Bell bottom.
Bell hop.
Bell top.
Bell bottom. Okay.
Bell tops. Anyway.
So let's just start going through the deaths, right?
Why was it so hard to find? Didn't they look in Egypt? Were they let's look in Argentina for it.
It was definitely, it's weird because they're like, oh, if you, you know, there's this pharaoh curse, but they still had to hide. Maybe they didn't hide him from the civilians back then. It's just lost through time.
They knew King Tut existed before they found the tomb.
Yeah. And they found him in the Valley of the Kings. I don't think it was called the Valley of the Kings until they found all these, until they started finding all these, these kings buried there. They weren't, you know, because none of them were buried in pyramids. They were all buried in this valley. And most of them had been gotten to. So I think that's why they were searching there, is because, like, well, it must be in the Valley of the Kings.
And it was?
Yeah.
Oh.
But it was big news. It was like as big, I think for the time, I think it was the first big news of the, was 1900s? Is that the 20th century?
Century?
20th century? Yeah, right.
19,
It's funny because my grandma was born in 1923.
Your regular grandma?
Yeah.
All right.
No, his fucking weird grandma.
I thought maybe great. I thought great grandma. Maybe I don't know. I have no idea. When grandmas were born.
I thought you hated one of his grandmas.
Was it your regular one or your fucking monster one?
My mongoloid grandma.
This is right like off. The mummy, right? You become the mummy, or no? You get killed by the mummy.
You know, a lot of the big story that happened later was like, oh, well, there's no such thing as a curse. The air in there was filled with mold and toxins. And so they all breathed the air in and they all died from that. But that's just not the case. You know, like not too many people have a story that could relate to them breathing in toxins and dying because of the time afterwards.
You know, what'd be cool, though, is you could launch a whole industry on huffing tombs.
Oh, yeah.
drill a little hole and charge like $20 for,
you know, like those when you go to a rave, people have those nitrous balloons everywhere.
Yeah.
Outside of a tomb, there's like, hey, this is
have a tomb, what do you get?
Well, you get a little high.
Ooh.
You're breathing in ancient organic material.
No, I'm saying if it's poison, you would get a little. It'd be like
you're getting some mold. Yeah, you get a little buzz. Your body's going to fight it off. You'll survive.
You'll be fine. We could fill up balloons,
but we can make them
Mylar Egyptian balloons. You know, the sarcophagus. We could make Mylar sarcophagus balloons. Drill into pyramids. This doesn't seem like a good idea. Never mind.
They should all be.
Don't drill into a pyramid, Wade. You'll get in trouble.
Well, I'll pay off the people who would get me in trouble. I'm not worried about that. It's just too much work, really.
Yeah. First, you have to find a pyramid.
Paint is like right there. We can just huff paint if we want.
Yeah.
This one smells like paint.
It's a tomb. It's a tomb, not paint.
The first guy, the guy that George Herbert, he was the guy who was the financier. He was there when they cracked open, you know, everything. But basically, he got a mosquito bite, and when he was shaving, he cut it open, and he ended up dying.
Spiders
of blood
crawled
poisoning.
Out.
How did he die of blood poisoning from cutting a mosquito bite?
Somehow the mosquito bite was infected or something.
Well, it's 1920. Could die from anything, right? When did they discover
penicillin?
Yeah, when did they discover that?
1928.
Oh, so maybe just
so that was what, Panama Canal? Is that where they found it?
I don't know, man.
Somebody worked on that. They didn't just find it, right?
They just found a pill bottle. No, by Sir Alexander Fleming.
Oh, who am I thinking of? Who's the girl with the radiation? Who's that?
Curie?
Yeah, that's Curie. What I was thinking. Yeah, sorry.
So some people think that maybe some of, you know, he got a mosquito bite. Maybe some of that toxin got onto that.
Did he like use like poop as shaving cream or something?
Right.
In blood. And I just like, I've cut open a mosquito bite. It's never gotten.
But he died a
you
couple
haven't
days
shaved until you've used after. Poop as shaving.
It's the shaving cream is so smooth. Like, poop gets in those cracks. Poop was made.
Poop is
for
so much smoother.
I really
and
hate
it's like,
this.
It's like nature's shaving cream. Why do you think I have a beard? It's because I know that the only good way to shave is with poop, and I don't like poop.
So here's some crazy things about him dying, right? The story is all the lights in his house, and according to some accounts, all the lights in Cairo went out.
What?
When this
what
guy
does that
died.
Mean?
So some people think it has to do with the curse, like
they had power in the 20s?
Popping up.
I'm so stupid. They had power in the 20s?
Yeah, but
did Cairo have power in the 20s?
So where did the lights go out? The first lights go up?
Some people say the lights went out in his house when he died. And some people say the lights in all of Cairo went out when he died. And then also his dog, it was a Jack Russell Terrier, who he normally brought with him everywhere. He didn't bring him on this trip.
Oh, so this guy was gay.
His dog back home let out a yelp about the same time he died and died.
That sucks, dude. You didn't warn
me. Yeah, you didn't have to kill the dog, Willie.
You didn't warn me about this.
So he was buried with his dog.
Kind of like a pharaoh would be buried with his slaves.
I don't want to watch this dog for the rest of my life and just.
Well, that's the part of the story I don't understand. Someone was just hanging with his dog.
Well, his grandkid told that story. About the same time.
I didn't kill him. He just died. I didn't kill him.
I'm not a psychopath.
He definitely
screamed. I don't take pleasure in torturing small animals.
I know I heard the scream.
I hope Ollie dies if I die, because I would be so sad if she was just walking around in here trying to eat and stuff.
Wait, shut up.
Kind of getting annoyed. Like, why aren't you feeding me?
Well,
if I don't hear from you every couple days, I gotta go check and see, make sure you're not dead.
I'm not gonna die here because I know you're that she would eat me.
You're gonna start texting him. Look out the window.
And if I don't see him look out that window when I'm standing there, I'll know he's dead.
Also, like people that believe hard in the curse, the god that was responsible for, I think, somehow mummy wrappings or something was Anubis, the dog. And there was a dog statue in that tomb also with him. So people think
it was that Jack Russell. Is that the dog he had? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Oh, that made, okay.
Why?
And this was the.
Do you think it's Eddie from Frasier?
I was going to say Marty was definitely not gay because you said he was gay with his Jack Russell Terrier, but Marty wasn't.
Well, if he takes him everywhere, owning a Jack Russell Terrier doesn't make you gay, but he takes him everywhere. Makes you kind of gay.
All right.
What? All right. What? No, no. You had a point.
No, I was most. I just wanted to talk about Frasier when you mentioned Frasier. I love Frasier.
Well, here's what I want to know. In the Frasier reboot, do they address what happened to Eddie?
Oh, I mean, no, I think they did. I think they said something. I don't know. No.
Do they? They should. The only way to properly address it is to start the new reboot and go, "Where's Eddie? Oh, he died like 10 years ago." No.
James Henry Breasted. He's another famous Egyptologist. He was a member of Carter's team when they opened up the tomb. Shortly thereafter, he returned home to find that his pet canary was eaten by a king cobra snake, and the snake was in the bird cage with him. Still, the cobra was still alive. And so some people say that the cobra represents the pharaohs, and the canary represents the warning of everyone else being in danger. So he comes home.
Yeah, that tracks, right? The canary in the coal mine kind of thing.
Yeah.
I didn't know so many people in the 20s had beloved pets. I always just thought they were like dicks who just wanted oil or whatever the fuck they were into in the 20s.
Uh-huh. And that was weird that there'd be a snake in the cage. Like, was he somewhere where there'd be a snake?
Oh, I mean, the was bird in was Cairo? Just in its cage. Was, yeah, yeah. So it's not normal. I mean, it's normal for the snake to be there, but it's not normal for the snake to get into the bird cage, especially as this visiting guy. I don't know. It was shocking to them.
I think a snake could. I don't know. I don't know what this cage looked like, but it feels like any snake could get into any bird cage, right?
I mean, if it's strong enough and long enough and it can shoot up there.
I mean, for all the videos I've seen of like snakes, like cobras being in people's places. Fuck. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's not a shocking story to people who live with cobras.
Okay.
I mean, snakes, we got to get rid of them, right? What's the point of snakes? They eat rats. I'd rather have rats than snakes.
No, rats spread disease. Snakes don't spread disease.
Okay. Well, I guess. I'll try not to get a disease. Like,
we need to come up with some snake pants.
What do you mean?
Like
snake proof pants.
I like your proud grin.
It goes snake suspenders.
Pants. Well, huh. Couldn't you just wear snake skin pants, and then the snakes will think that you're one of them, like zombies. You know?
Yeah.
Oh. Like Walking Dead when they. When they act like zombie, or maybe every zombie.
I just put snake blood on me so they know that, like, don't fuck with me.
So they know that you murdered a bunch of snakes. You don't think that snakes are vengeful?
That would just make them really angry. Yeah.
Now this guy, he didn't die till years later, but he did die after a trip to Egypt. But you know, he's not a part of the curse. He's just bringing up the oh shit, like this fucking canary, the warning sign. So this guy, Sir Bruce Ingram. So Howard Carter, the guy who was the archaeologist in charge of the whole dig, he gave a paperweight to his friend Bruce as a gift. Do you know what the fucking paperweight was?
The head of King Tut.
A hand. I don't know if it was King Tut's hand. I don't know who else's hand was in there, but it was
a mummified
hand with a bracelet on it. And they
how
say
heavy could that possibly be? That should be light, right?
And it's I mean, like, hey, you, hey, I just found this whole, you know, I found King Tut. Here's a hand from the tomb. Here you
what
go.
Am I supposed to do with this? This is a paperweight. I don't know. Just do something with
right.
it.
Well, the winds of Cairo have flown the hand off of my desk.
Right. And supposedly the bracelet on it was inscribed, "Cursed be he who moves my body."
What? Come on. And he did what? It anyway. Like, that's actually an asshole move.
Maybe he couldn't read it.
Is that know. Wait, but like their written language was just hieroglyphs, right? Like they weren't any more advanced than that, were they? So somebody no. had to learn, like they learned how to translate, "You get cursed if you move my body." Like, how is that pictorial? Like, what would you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
when you look at what's the real like, translation? All right, that's a yeah. bird. That's a fucking guy.
I wonder what year they found the Rosetta Stone, right? That like that Egypt had to. It, I mean, what language?
What did the Rosetta Stone do? I mean, I know that it's a translation thing, but like, what was it? What was it?
It was a stone that had like the same text written in four different languages, right?
And so hieroglyphs was one of them.
It bears the inscriptions that register in ancient Egyptian hieroglyphs. Yes. The second in Egyptian Demotic script, and the third in ancient Greek. Wow, this is pretty cool.
Wow, this Rosetta Stone's actually pretty cool, guys.
What happened to the guy who got the paperweight of the hand? Nothing?
His house burned down.
I thought you were going to say his cat died.
By a snake. That would be fucking weird.
Did the snake burn the house down? Do they know?
They did hear a laughing snake when the fire was going, though.
See, 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 see.
That's what
I see, 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 see. See, 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 see.
That's a snake laugh. That's a snake laugh. I know that's a snake laugh.
What's that snake up to? He's definitely laughing. Snakes only laugh when they're doing something weird. Ah, fire.
His house burned down, and then not long after receiving the gift, and then he tried to rebuild it, and then the house was hit with a flood.
Kelsey won't be satisfied unless this man dies.
I'm not satisfied unless Carter dies. And he doesn't, does he? I mean,
who's
he does eventually.
Which one's Carter?
He's the main...
the archaeologist.
He's the one who stole the hand and gave it to that guy.
Right. Here you go, dude. Put it on the fucking desk, dude. This money.
It feels like you're building to him. But can you just spoil it? Did he get cursed or not?
He did not die till later. The only curse he had is he was after the biggest discovery of like all time at the time. Like he didn't have a big career after that.
Oh, so well, he was cursed with no more work. I see.
He was only cursed with fame and notoriety.
But it just didn't do much for him.
Well, he should have done a book deal. I mean, if you discover a tomb, do a book deal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This guy... George J. Gold, he was a wealthy American financier also, and he was a railroad executive. He visited the tomb in 1923, and almost immediately afterwards, he just fell sick and died. He died a few months later, but he got sick right away.
What was the,
They didn't know. Yeah, he was traveling, and they don't know why he got sick, and he definitely had pneumonia, but he got sick like days after he visited.
I don't know. I feel like a lot of people got sick and died back then.
It's Great Gatsby time, man. It's like drinking champagne and lighting fireworks.
I mean,
right?
I'm guessing this guy mosquito right away, right? Like, sorry, dude. This dude, Aubrey Herbert, he was Lord Carnarvon's half-brother.
Mm-hmm.
He was born with a degenerative eye condition and became totally blind late in life. But a doctor suggested his rotten and infected teeth were somehow interfering with his vision. So he had all of his teeth pulled to try to get his sight back, and it didn't work. But he did die from sepsis from the dental surgery. So he also died from basically blood poisoning 5 months after his brother died from blood poisoning.
But that's just like a filthy doctor who did it.
Side story, when I worked at this call center trying to sell some pewter sculptures, there was a lady that worked with me who didn't have any teeth. And she would eat a Subway sandwich every day. And like,
like a snake?
I'd watch her try to bite pieces off all the time. I just always felt bad going like, I can't laugh at this. I'm going to lose all my teeth. But
did she not have dentures?
She would take them out to eat.
What? Do you have to do that?
I don't know.
It I thought the no. whole point of
I never
the whole
understood.
Point of teeth is so you can chew up food.
Yeah.
Yeah,
this woman, this woman was point. A fucking
insane.
Psycho.
She was a fucking insane lady. She was just doing it to freak you out, Willie.
I didn't understand. I know the teeth would be sitting there while you're eating. I'm like, wait, what are the teeth for?
Yeah, what are the teeth for? Just so you don't look like a freak? Well, you guess, look like I mean, a guess, freak guess, now. You're gumming that sub down.
I'm like, don't buy stuff that you recognize by the measurement. You gummed a whole foot long.
Gummed a whole foot long. Ew. Ugh.
So this next guy, Hugh Evelyn White, he was a British archaeologist. He visited King Tut's tomb. He may have helped excavate the site. See, this is the weird thing. Like in this sentence, it says, by 1924, after seeing death sweep over about 24 of his fellow excavators. So does that mean people died and they don't attribute him to the curse and they're not in this list? 24 other excavators dead?
Maybe they don't all have cool stories like a snake in a bird cage.
Right. So he just died by suicide and he wrote this down in his own blood, allegedly.
Awesome.
Right. Shit, man.
If I ever kill myself, I'm definitely writing some shit on the walls in my blood.
Gosh.
You should have treated me better is what it is. What mine's going to be. Why didn't you call me when I wasn't around?
Just some little petty note to like one person. Oh, well, you could have called. His note was, I have succumbed to a curse which forces me to disappear.
Well, the curse could be mental illness. I mean, yeah, I understand.
You mix anxiety with some mental illness and like, yeah, he's already dead.
Yeah, anxiety, mental illness, and superstition,
desert.
Right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, and desert. Don't forget sand. Just this guy's like, God, so much sand everywhere. I gotta kill myself. This is too much sand.
Do you guys believe in curses? What do you think about curses?
This is where I was going to go too. I mean, like, yes and no. I don't know. It's, I think you can give them power, right? Like if Kelsey cursed us right now, wouldn't we both be a little bit like, whoa, that's fucked up, dude.
You think you know? just like kind of like fuck yourself over because you're scared of my curse?
Yeah. It kind of goes back to the whole secret thing where it's just like, you'll
that
manifest.
Negative energy works the same way. I believe that too. And it's weird to think of a whole society believing in this curse too. So that's, this thing's powerful from like the ages, you know, like.
Yeah. Yeah. So do you believe in this curse specifically?
It's weird because I heard that Carter was spreading rumors of the curse when he was just getting into it just to keep people away from it. So they wouldn't rob him in the night.
Funny.
That's smart.
And so when I heard that, I was like, oh, that is smart. And it was such big news. And the news definitely pushed that curse thing. But it's a fucking pharaoh. It's fucking King Tut. You know what I mean? And so it's weird because King Tut, I think, is already associated with the curse because he was murdered. From what I understand, he was a great curse, a great king, even though he was young.
It seems like we didn't even know about this guy. It seems like he's just like the guy whose tomb we couldn't find, right? And so, and that's what propelled him to be the name that we all know. And that song. How's that song go? Do you guys know?
King Tut.
King Tut or something like that? King Tut. Or is that a commercial jingle?
Well, it sounds like I'm just doing He-Man, but I remember seeing Steve Martin.
Me too,
Martin
but that's what
King
I remember.
Also. Yeah.
It's a Steve Martin SNL song.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah.
funny.
So it's like a fake song. It's kind of real, kind of fake.
You know, I believe in the power of it. This one, I don't see why not. You're definitely fucking with. I personally, I don't like to see mummies. Because I'm like, the whole point of a fucking mummy is to not see it. And you show me all the shit.
I mean,
hey,
I
look,
guess,
we
I
broke
guess
it
I'm,
open.
I guess I must, like, a little bit. Because I would never want to, like, fuck with somebody's corpse or tomb or anything like that. I don't know if it's because I think it would get cursed. It just seems, like, wrong. Or
I also
gross.
Feel the same way about those all those bodies designs where they splay open people that and they make art out of, like, people's bodies. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess if the people agree to do it, sure. I don't like it.
They agreed to be a part of it.
I love it.
It makes me sick.
I don't
actually love it, but it's a curiosity, right? It's like, oh, weird. Okay.
That's well, when I see it, I see like some artists like taking weird liberties from, like, you know, like, it's cool that you're making art with this body, but
it's not cool. You know, I don't think that. I just think that's not like, it's just like, you're lazy. Like, you can't do that.
It feels like a fame grab, you know, like, here I am getting to make art with Jerry.
Everything else has already been done, though. I mean, it had to come to this at some point. Weren't people like painting with?
It's like a painting of a house or something. You don't need it. It doesn't matter if it's been done. You can still enjoy a different one. Painting of a house. I don't know why I said a house. A flower.
What's your favorite painting of a house?
Probably Castle House.
Favorite house painting
with the dragon.
I can't think of one painting with a house in it.
Kelsey, what do you think? Is there a curse?
No.
Or do you think it's just bad mojo?
I don't think it's anything. I don't think it's bad mojo or a curse. I think that it was just an exciting story to tell. Like, it's like, I think most people don't believe it. It was just like fun.
It does. Yeah. It seems a little bit like this guy. First, he was talking about the curse because he was greedy and he wanted all the treasure or the fame or whatever. And then they found it and it was kind of like, oh, now what? You know? And so, like an urban legend, it sort of spread. And
I mean, and seven of the people are dying that were there with him opening it that are dead, you know?
Yeah, I know. It was like, you know, it wasn't like within a week, it was a while. And then you know, if you look it up, it says most of the people that were on the like, they didn't die. Most people did not die. At an early age.
Seven out of what? I don't know.
It said like 25 didn't. They like went on to live. Cool. And including Carter himself, like the main guy, you know, and he was like, the curse isn't real. It does seem like a media, like, and it was interesting and fun. I didn't know much about it until just now when I was looking at stuff, but certainly doesn't. Most people, it seems like, are like, this is silly. This is silly.
Let me get through this guy real quick, because this guy, he was an American Egyptologist. He was friends with many of the people who were present when the tomb was opened. He died in 1926, which is a few years later. His house in Baltimore burned down an hour after him and his wife were hosting a dinner party. So the house is burning down and they make it out. And his wife goes, you should go back in and get that manuscript. He goes back
Wait, what manuscript?
Manuscript was the Egyptian Book of the Dead.
Well, he went back into a burning house. I mean,
yeah,
that's kind of like, I don't want to spoil This Is Us for everyone listening, but that's how the dad dies. If you're in season 1, 2, 3 of This Is Us, he dies from smoke inhalation.
As do many people, unfortunately.
Wait, the dad? Which one is the dad?
And This Is Us, the TV show?
Yeah.
I don't know, some guy.
I don't watch it. It looks sad.
You mean early on, right?
No, they take their time. Like the first like 5 seasons are all about like, how did this guy die? So I just spoiled like 5 seasons.
I think I've only watched 4 seasons.
I'm surprised you've watched any seasons.
Which is the one with Nick living in a house with his partner playing music and
isn't
making
that the
farm.
First season? Isn't that the first one? That's the one I heard about
Nick
the most.
Offerman?
Yeah.
Is he in This Is Us?
I thought that was season. I thought that was season 2.
It doesn't really matter because they jump time all the time and they fuck you.
It just makes me go like, how did I miss 3 seasons?
Anyway, you've been busy, Willie.
I can't believe this is not a show that you would like. You would complain about it nonstop. You've seen This Is Us? I can't believe this.
Wait, you're talking the zombie show, right? That the based on the game?
You have the right one. Yeah, it's the guy. It's, you know, it's what's his name from Game of Thrones. And
what are you guys talking about?
Yeah, yeah. He's the it's the Mandalorian guy.
I'm saying This Is Us.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, so Last of Us is what I'm thinking of.
Oh. That's what
I was confused. I'm like, who's the fucking dad?
I haven't been 6 seasons of that show either. I haven't watched it.
I haven't seen that. Okay, good.
Well, but Nick Offerman does die from running into a burning fire. It's just a weird coincidence that both of those shows have that.
Well, he dies in a really lame way. That's why I was like, the us and the this, sorry,
the
and the this
and the and the yeah, the and the us, the, yeah. It's easy to get mixed up. I mean, one is a show that I complain about constantly, and the other is a show we've never talked about. I can understand why you would think that I would just spoil six seasons of The Last of Us.
Which doesn't even have six seasons, right?
I think
it's got one season.
Oops. Well,
it's got one season. Just came out. It just came out.
Yeah.
Like, it took a long time to watch, though.
It's kind of a bummer that I was like, because I didn't know anything about King Tut's curse, you know? And I thought it would be like more exciting. It's just like, it doesn't, you know, there's some like, oh,
Hoping like scarabs would climb out of his mouth and attack people. Scarabs, is that what they called? Those,
like,
beetles?
Yeah, or like more like crazy. Like, this is just like, well, it's the 20s and oh, he got an infection.
Or a mummy walking around. That would be fun.
That would be cool too, yeah.
Or, you know, or immediate, so famous,
you know,
immediate punishment of some sort, like, yeah. Something that's like a one-to-one.
Yeah, exactly. It's funny that it has been. It's like, so everybody's heard of King Tut's curse, but like, it's like nothing.
So that's the whole thing about curses. It's like, all right, cool. I guess I'll die at some point.
The publicity was better.
But curses are stupid, right? Someone curses you, and you're just like, all right, well, I was already planning on dying.
There's like a statue. I just
am going to die sooner.
My problem with because I have cursed some people before, just like telemarketers and or scammers. And then I stopped when I was like, oh shit, the energy it takes for me to actually curse someone is probably tearing into my life.
You're living in one of those video games where the more evil things you do, the uglier you get.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm like, oh shit, dude, I got to stop this.
There's a statue.
Kelsey, what were you?
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. So it's called like the Black Angel Monument in Iowa City. And like the idea is if you like touch the statue, you're cursed, you'll die. And like 10 years ago or something, my brother like kissed it. And he's fine.
How are his lips? I mean,
Does that help anything?
Yeah. How are his lips?
I mean,
would you kiss him?
Don't say that. No.
Are his lips?
They're normal.
Then something must be wrong with him.
Are they voluptuous pink lips that you just want to kiss?
There's plenty wrong with all of us, but like, I'm just like, he didn't die immediately like they say you do with that. I don't know. That's the only curse I could think of that I've had personally.
Yeah.
Well, I think a lot of it is your point of view, though. It's like, if you maybe not.
Thinking you're going to die, you're like subconsciously going to walk in front of the car.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, like, if you believe in it, then it'll happen or something. I don't know. But then in Thinner, like, he doesn't even know that he's cursed, you know?
Yeah, he just gets like he just speaks at him, the gypsy.
Yeah, what's happening here? Shut up.
Doesn't he have to give her back her basketball or something to live the curse? He like stole her basketball, I think. He's like dunking on her real hard.
No, he was getting a blowjob and he hit her and he hit this daughter or something with
Yeah. He killed someone because he was distracted driving.
He was getting a blowjob. He was a big fat man getting a blowjob. No, wait. Yeah. And then he got thinner. It's so stupid.
It's not stupid.
Great.
This is great.
I want to be thinner.
It's one of the... he was into it at first. He was like, I can eat anything. Oh, shit. Now I'm just quoting our fucking show. Fuck. We did thinner. We'd never seen thinner, and so we did thinner. Was that business?
Yes.
Check out business. I don't know how you're gonna find
it. No, it was Skateboard Cop. Skateboard Cop.
All right, Skateboard Cop Halloween episode. You can see our thinner episode.
It was very spooky. It was very spooky. It's very good. You'll learn a lot if you watch it.
You will learn a lot about curses.
There was one dude who showed up, took some X-rays of King Tut, he had to touch the shit. He got sick the next day and he died 3 days later. They don't know. Autopsies weren't like right away.
You know what this could be? This could be, you know how because of climate change, the the ice caps are melting and there's like diseases coming out of them that were, that had been buried for years. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This could be one of those things where it was sealed up in this,
like a fungus or something.
Tomb.
Fungus, mold, gases, whatever, old bacteria.
No, none of that. I mean, yes, all of that, but I'm saying like COVID, right? Like, or leprosy maybe is a better, I don't know, but like whatever he had, maybe King Tut had this thing. Why did he die when he was 19? Was he killed?
He got a blow to the head. He was murdered.
Probably by the uncle, by Scott.
But no, I mean, like what I looked up too, he could have also
just fallen off.
No, they said like that the hole could have made for the mummification process to get the shit out, because he could have just died from bone disease or some shit.
Like, what about this? What about this?
That's what they say, like, but they didn't do mummies that way.
Would you open a grave and just breathe in all that air? No, right? Because like, who knows? There's probably some weird shit in there. Some old shit. Some,
you know what? Also just shit. Dust. It's like death dust. Like death bone dust. Dust. Ugh.
I just think if you're opening up a tomb, man, wear like a ventilator, you know, just be safe.
Yeah. You know, yeah, I definitely would like try to air it out first too. It's funny how like even the news is watching them peer in and it's just like, dude, this is fresh old air. Like, knock it off.
I just think, yeah, I think maybe there's a disease in that air. Maybe there's a virus, not a disease, a virus in that air that they released that had been lost to the ages. Is that possible? Can a disease?
Yeah, yeah.
Or
I
virus
think so.
Just live in the air?
But I also do believe in the power of how many people believed in that curse also, you know? And I'm like, could this have been manifested because of... Would you,
I think,
like,
for the answer to that, you would just have to look at all of the other tombs that were raided, right? I mean, like, they're in the Valley of the Kings where everyone had already like raided all the other tombs, and there's no publicity or anything, but like if those people were all fine, then what's with this one, you know?
Yeah, I know. I thought about that too, but I'm also like, well, you know, grave robbers and thieves, and like, this is like a class curse where it's like, don't touch the shit. You know, it's going to burn you.
Yeah, that makes me hate the pharaohs. As if I didn't have enough reasons already. Now I definitely am not on the side of pharaohs. I'm anti-pharaoh.
Oh, you wanted to keep your gold in this hole when I could use it to feed my family bread?
I know. Like, no. I can't go. I can't save you guys unless I take all this shit with me. You've been slaving your life away.
This is good. Why
to protect
hasn't anyone,
my gold?
You guys. We got to write a movie about a pharaoh who gets to take all that shit to the afterlife. Then what? I don't know. We'll workshop it.
It's not enough.
He just wants more and more. He gets to heaven. He wants all the clouds.
So the story is coming back from the dead to steal gold from the living.
That's just the mummy. That's just the mummy. No, I don't want him to be the bad guy. I want him to be the good guy. And then he realizes, oh, I was a piece of shit. I was a fucking piece of shit.
And then he gets to sneak up to the real world and put little gold under people's pillows.
This is the origin story of the Tooth Fairy.
He's like, well, I can't leave a gold piece for
nothing.
Well,
I can't kiss. I can't kiss everyone, but I can give him a little piece of my gold.
I love
kissing though. If only I had lips.
I guess if you were like, they really thought they needed it, like. But I don't know why you would think that.
I thought the whole thing was you just needed like 2 pence to give to the boat guy to get, or is that hell?
Yeah, no, that's River Styx. Yeah, you just got to pay for to get across the boat. This is regular people. I don't know what these pharaohs are doing. Like, how much do you have to pay to put all your gold on the boat?
Yeah, million. You listen, I have it from a good source. That when you die, you need at least 1 million gold, or it's gonna suck.
I think somebody just made it up because they were like, I don't want anybody else touching my gold, you know? And they just, they're like, well, why you're not going to need it. You're going to die. And they're like, because in the afterlife, I'm going to need
it. I would be fine stealing gold from a pharaoh at a museum. Fuck you.
But here's the thing, though. If I had worked for that money, I might take it to the grave. Like, why do you get it? Who are you? I don't want you.
When you say that, it's funny because like Jackie Chan, who's like a billionaire, probably he's not giving his.
I don't know.
Don't throw around the B word. He's definitely a millionaire. Jay-Z's barely a billionaire.
He's not leaving any money for his kids. Because he's like, hey, they got to earn their own money. If I give them this money, then they're just going to waste it.
That's stupid. So that's stupid.
Couldn't that be reverse psychology? Couldn't that be the ultimate motivator?
I love that. I would hope that that's what he says, and then the kids get it anyways, but they don't expect it. And that way they're not like, that's what I hope.
Okay,
I don't know
that'd be fine. Yeah. But like, not like, I think you have to work for, like, fuck that. Like, come on.
I heard that he'll only give it to them if they kill him in a bow staff fight.
That'd be so weird. You have to kill me if you want my money.
Well, let's wrap it up. King Tut's curse. Any kind of final thoughts, you guys? I got nothing really. It's fun to believe in these things.
I love the cobra eating the canary. It's a great setup to the curse starting. I love how publicized this was. There were a lot of people that died, man. Holy shit. For their group. I mean, you know, you say 25 people didn't, so not that many. But I love how King Tut's curse has just always been there. And then it's really nothing. I'm like, holy shit, the curse had such a good story without knowing the story.
If the curse didn't exist, we wouldn't even know the name King Tut, right? Like, we wouldn't give a shit. Some pharaoh that they discovered in the 20s, we wouldn't care, would we?
I think it was like he was originally, it was like the biggest or like the most intact tomb at that time or something.
Oh, well, all right. You've ruined my whole thing.
Sorry.
What do you think? Why should that be an accolade, you know? Like, who cares?
Well, no, I mean, it's discovering a world that's gone, right? I mean, that's a big deal, I think.
Yeah,
it was. That's why it was big news. It probably is the only one ever fully intact.
It's fun.
What's
cute? Oh, yeah. It's a cute, fun story. No, I don't think it's a curse. It's not a curse. It's not a All fucking right. curse.
Yeah, I don't think any of us really believe in it. I don't know. It's so easy to default into like the power of the mind, you know?
I hope that I never write anything in my blood when I'm dying.
That's the coolest thing you could do. Why wouldn't you?
But what a sad moment.
But if you know you're going to die, I don't think it's sad for you. I think it's like, this is awesome. Look at this. I'm doing it. I got enough strength. I almost wrote Who Killed Me. And then Columbo comes along.
Why don't you? Yeah, I think Wade's right. It's fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
I always listen to people's last messages to their loved ones, and
why do you always do that?
You always do that? And like, why? And also, how do these people know they have that little time that they're doing last messages?
Right. There was the last one I heard about was this dude who was parachuting off of a hot air balloon, and the hot air balloon caught fire, and he was like, I love you.
Well, it's perfect. You've got the parachute. See ya.
Yeah.
Well, his wife jumped off and she survived because she had the parachute. But then the hot air balloon burned up and they all knew they were going to die. They didn't have parachutes.
That's awful, like, Willie. Stop reading these things.
I know.
What was the message, though? What did he say? So he's on a cell phone, just like with a burning fucking gas ball above him.
Right. I'm like, oh shit, I'm gonna die.
You're cursed. You are cursed.
You bitch, you took the one parachute. I know you were the one who said we should take multiple parachutes, but that doesn't mean you had to take the one.
Great idea.
All right.
P.S. Don't touch my stuff. It's mine.
You're cursed. Bury it with me. Bury it with me or you're cursed. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Kelsey, thanks for being here. You're going to stick around and talk to us on the bonus episode?
Yeah, if I can pee in between.
No, well, that's not allowed. That's not. Only I can pee and only during the show.
Only I may pee. Thanks for having me.
I'm Pharaoh Pissy. I like to piss. And I only can piss. No of you can piss. What the fuck am I doing?
Wait, thinks of Pharaoh talks? No that's of you the can way
they,
piss.
That's the way they talked. They talked in hieroglyphics. They don't know.
Hieroglyphics.
Just a big axe out of a guy pissing and then a guy pissing next to him with an arrow that points.
Why do you keep saying bird to me?
Oh, because it's speaking hieroglyphics.
Bird. Sideways man. All right.
Helicopter, spaceship. We know those ones from.
That's a callback for, I don't know, a few years. If you waited around long enough to understand that callback, congratulations. Kelsey, you want to plug anything before we get out of here? You've got that Mickey Mouse game. You've got
the Illusion Island, Disney's Illusion Island video game. You can play that. I wrote that.
Kelsey wrote the entire thing. She had no help.
What's it on? I never said that. Switch.
Word.
Would Moose like it?
Yeah, it's actually, I think it's fun, actually.
He doesn't know about the Switch yet. That's my thing.
Wait, you have a Switch that he hasn't seen?
Yeah.
What? This is diabolical. This feels like we're dealing with King Tut here.
This is my Switch.
You can't have it, Moose. You have to kill me with a bow staff if you want my Switch. Thanks for listening, everybody. And go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. And I don't know, fucking whatever. Just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
God, the enthusiasm for ending the show is like, just what was the point?
Oh, you know what? It's cool though. Don't beat yourself up because the music plays then and that's triumphant.
It's fine. I feel like, I don't know. I feel like we need to retool or something. We need to have another meeting.
Yeah, let's do it. I'm down. Like, just the ins and outs.
I don't know. I mean, it's good. I think I'm just tired. I don't know. I'm just tired of saying the same stuff, you know? This doesn't matter. This doesn't matter. You got to have a sign off, right? Why change the sign off?
Yeah.
We've already had like three.
We could, what's it called when they make it sound digital? It's the same sign.
Auto-tune?
Just auto-tune it.
Can you just leave all this in and then from now on we'll auto-tune that every time?
I think so, dude. Here, do one more. I'll make this one the first one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, thanks for listening, everybody. And remember, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. Real life sci-fi.